Okay, I'll tell you, my family, if you guys don't understand what I'm saying, I haven't speak English in, 5 years? So if you don't understand what I'm saying, don't worry. Probably don't understand what I say either. But my wife over there, Deborah, Justin, Andrew, Lynn, and Sophia. Sophia was born in Cambodia about almost 5 years ago. And a lot of you guys know her. Thank you so much for praying for her. And we're very grateful for a wonderful home church. And if I stutter a lot, forgive me. But let me slow down. I tell Brother Bort all the time, I slow down. It's a good thing I grew up in the South, because I go a lot slower than Brother Buna, Brother Adrian. And I'm just really grateful for our team and for a wonderful home church. We have a great team leader. And I didn't want to say a lot about our team, but I'm compelled to say something because I'm so happy to be part of the team. And I'll tell you a little bit more during my message. But I hope there's no English teacher in here. I'm in trouble, man. But I'm in big trouble. If commands start coming out, and so forgive me. But I'm going to show my presentation, and then I'll get back up here. Thank you.
Hello, this is Touch and Deborah Keo, your missionary in Southeast Asia, Cambodia. We are privileged to serve here for the past 5 years, a feat that could not be done without your help. Thank you, friends, for your partnership, whether it be through monetary or prayer support. The bottom line is, we could not have done it without your sacrifice. Our desire through this short video is to show you what the Lord has used your support to do through our family in reaching the country of Cambodia with the gospel. Thank you so much for your time.
In all reality, the ministry here in Cambodia starts with our children. Justin, Andrew, Lynn, and Sophia have been instrumental in our service for the Lord here. The two older boys are actively involved in village and children's ministries. Our eldest, Justin, helps play the piano for our church services, as well as soul winning and discipling other teen boys. Andrew faithfully goes soul winning in different villages and is highly involved with all youth ministry here. Lynn and Sophia goes out every week with my wife soul winning and visiting members of our church. During these past 5 years, the Lord has blessed us with many ministry opportunities. In May of 2011, we were able to start working with a people group in Cambodia called Jam. The Jam people are Muslims. God opened up a door for us to see many of them saved, and as a result, we were able to plant a church in a Muslim village. Naturally, the church got persecuted and had to relocate to a nearby village. During the persecution, many left. However, a strong core of families remain faithful to this day, and the village church in Satrai is going strong and reaching more people for God. Another church that was planted as a result of our village ministries is in Prayban, which is located in Kandal, one of the major provinces of Cambodia. The Lord opened up this opportunity because of one of our faithful families' desire to see his home village reach with the gospel. Soul winning, discipleship, and children ministries are weekly events there and in the surrounding villages. Collectively as a whole, our team has been reaching out and sharing the gospel to over 15 villages every week. Many of these soul winners are individuals who have been reached through our ministry. It is exciting to see fruit yielding more fruit. In January of 2012, we started a Bible Institute with 16 students. Currently, 45 students are enrolled and studying the Word of God on a weekly basis.
ជាមួយមកយំហើយគាត់របស់ខ្ញុំឈ្មោះសារ៉ាអរគុណព្រះអង្គដែលពីមុនយើងជឿត្រូវសាសនាអ៊ីស្លាមតែឥឡូវនេះទីបានស្គាល់ព្រះអង្គជាព្រះបិតទីបានស្គាល់ព្រះជាព្រះសង្គ្រោះជួយយើងរួចជាទៅបាបអរគុណព្រះអង្គហើយជាពិសេសអរគុណព្រះអង្គសម្រាប់លោកគ្រូកែវដែលព្រះអង្គបានចាត់គាត់មកសុខស្មារតីដែលគាត់មានចំណែកច្រើននៅក្នុងជីវិតខ្ញុំហើយនៅក្នុងសាសនាខ្ញុំអរគុណព្រះអង្គសម្រាប់គាត់ពីគាត់ជួយបង្ហាត់បង្រៀនខ្ញ ជា 5 ឆ្នាំហើយអរគុណដែលបងប្អូននៅអាមេរិក
Much has been accomplished the past 5 years because of your sacrifice, but there is still much more to do. We are excited to see what the Lord will have in store for us on this next term. Will you continue to pray and partner with us?
Okay, just thank you again for our team, and I'm very grateful for this home church. I've been here since 96, and if you have your Bible, turn to, I had a couple of messages, but I won't change it. Luke chapter 18. Greetings from our team in Cambodia, Southeast Asia, man. And don't forget about Brother Thongdi in Laos and Brother Suchrik in Thailand. And Brother Tom Suchrik and.
Excuse me, Brother Tim. You're gonna use this.
People, okay.
People outside can't hear you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm so used to not using a microphone in Cambodia. Oh, wow. Feel weird. And yesterday, I thought I was still, my body was here. I thought I was still in Cambodia. I came to church with a sandal and a shirt. Everybody wearing ties. Oh man, I forgot it's America. And I went to the supermarket. I was telling somebody, I cannot believe all the food we have in America. I went to the supermarket close to our home where we're staying at. I kept looking at all the aisles. And it was just in shock. But if you have it, Luke chapter 18, verse number 9 through 14. I think God been working in my heart about this message. I'm going to talk about the problem with pride and the honor of humility. Okay, the problem with pride and the honor of humility. Okay, this is something that God, the honor of humility. God has been working my heart, and I really appreciate Brother Board. We just had a team retreat in Thailand, and he gave me this topic to preach on. And I was thinking to myself, maybe Brother Board in his office, he have a list of all of our team sin. And, you know, it's like, touch guy, his sin, you know, need courage, pride. So, you know, I've been saying that about Brother Board, but no, I'm just kidding. But I'm glad he gave me this topic. And Brother Johnny, thank God for Brother Johnny. God used Brother Johnny to help me in a couple of areas. And I'm very grateful for our team. And I want to remind you, teamwork made the dream work. Amen? Let me read the passage, and I'll go on. If I keep talking, we'll never get done. But Luke chapter 18, verse number 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee. Now he didn't say, I by the grace of God, he just said, God, I thank thee, okay, that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. Let us pray. Dear Father, Lord, thank you so much for this evening. Thanks so much for Brother Meyer and our people here. Lord, help me to preach according to your will. And pray, thank you so much for everything that has been done so far, the special, the offering. And thanks so much for allowing us to serve you in Cambodia, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if I can find my tissue real quick. I don't know where is that. Okay, we'll just go on. I have this, actually I taught this lesson a couple of weeks ago during our team retreat. And it's something that God continues to work in my heart. And I'm very grateful, very grateful. And if you knew me for since I was a teenager, I'm a very prideful person, arrogant. And since I was 15, pretty much been on my own. I remember pastors used to say that watch out for that people that have independent spirit. And every time I say that, wow, God really speaks to my heart. Because I've always been that type of person. And so I just want to share with you guys this evening the problem with pride. And you and I got to be really careful with pride. You know, it's coming from America, I want to share with you something that God has spoken to my heart, spoke to me, okay? Spoke to my heart. I have no idea how I'm going to say that. But have been speaking to my heart about. And, the more I know God, 1 Peter 3:18, we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are ought to be continually growing. You know, ought not to be the same. And if I'm, you know, I want to be different. I want to be growing for God. You know, I don't want to be the same. I don't want to be the same person 5 years ago. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the same person 10 years ago. I don't want to be that person. If I love God and if I'm obeying Him, I ought to be growing. I ought to know Christ more, to be more like my Lord Jesus Christ. And humility come from Christ. You think about all religion in the world, we all know that it's not, they're not God. There's no one like our Lord Jesus. No one. Absolutely no one. And I thank God for our Lord Jesus. But let me get going, okay? The problem with pride. But like I said, you know, I always been on my own. And pretty much a loner as a teenager in high school. When I got saved, that's one thing, one problem I had to deal with. Love to be alone. Love to do my own thing. So that's why this message really speaks to my heart first a lot. And I appreciate Brother Board letting me share, teach on this subject. And I want to challenge you the same thing. Be careful, watch out for pride. You know, most sin come from pride. You know, one pastor said, all sin, all evil. I don't know about that, but I would say most. And Brother E, I spent a lot of time with Brother E. I really appreciate him. Pride is the last stronghold the devil is trying to get you. You know, it was easy when I got saved. It wasn't hard. It didn't take me that long to give up the gambling, some other sin. But, you know, pride was still there. And pride is something I got to fight with, fight it every single day. Like I said, I just want to share with you guys just a few minutes, but my lesson do take over an hour, amen? If I go an hour, I think nobody will be here, amen? Maybe it's just my wife and my kids. Probably not even my family, amen? They probably protest. But it's all right. I still love them, amen? But before I go on, one thing I want to say, you know, the more I know God, I do not know how God put up with us. I'll be honest with you. I do not know how. The more I know God, I realize more and more how wicked, how evil I am. How evil I am. The more I know God. I don't know how God put up with us. But on a human level, speaking to my family, I don't know how my wife put up with me, amen. But I'm glad she do, amen. But wow. It was hard for me. I let my wife come here first for 3 days. Man, I was spoiling my kids left and right. We're eating out every single day. But let me go on before I get myself in trouble, amen. So introduction, what is pride? Pride means to act arrogantly, a high opinion of one's worth, self-conceit. Okay, a preacher said, pride, the idolatrous worship of self, is a national religion of hell. Okay. You know, the culture, society promote individualism. They all talk about, you know, Superman, this person, you know, one hero can do so many things. Well, really, it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that with God. You know, God can do everything. But you and I, first of all, we need God. And secondly, we need each other. We need each other. We function as a team. I thank God we go as a team. Like even now, even though I left Cambodia, you know, I'm glad that we have somebody to take my spot, take my place. We have Brother Vaughn, Brother Buna. You know, Brother Vaughn go to Satrai Village Church. Brother Buna go to, Brother Vaughn go to Break Bang. And Brother Buna, Satrai. Okay, one is an hour and a half away, the other an hour, 15, 20 minutes. Okay. But we function as a team. And it's all about Jesus, amen? It's all about Jesus. And I thank God for a team member, but it's all about God. And I'm thankful that more and more God has been teaching me about pride, humility. And I want to share with you some of the mistakes I made, even Cambodia, you know. And it is said that a smart person learned from their mistake, but a wise person learned from the mistake of others. And I encourage you, be wise. Be wise. Okay? Let me go on. Proverbs 13, verse 16 through 18. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations,
feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Okay. Why does God hate pride so much? Pride promotes self-sufficiency rather than God's sufficiency. Pride has attitudes like, I can do it myself. I don't need anyone else. And young people, college students, I encourage you, adults, married couple, be careful. Pride. You know why spouse cheat, people cheat on a spouse? Because they think they deserve somebody else better. That's pride. Okay. You know why sometimes missionary, even myself, people leave the field? You know why people, I wrote something down that Pastor Chapa said in one of his messages. People leave God's will because of pride more than anything else. People leave God's will because of pride more than anything else. Okay? Some people go to the field. You know, just for us being on the field 5 years, I know at least 6 families that left Cambodia, just Cambodia. Now, some have, good reason, but most, they won't adjust. You know, got to have it my ways. We won't humble ourselves. Okay, we let the traffic of Phnom Penh get to us, amen. Wow. If you're prideful arrogance, okay, learn to drive in Phnom Penh, amen. Oh, man. If you don't, you have a weak prayer life, drive in Phnom Penh. And I'll let you guys borrow my moped. But $10 a day, brother. $10 a day. But let me go on. Most sin has its root in pride. Okay. Another reason God feels so strongly about pride is that it has the capability of destroying our lives. You think about the people that you know that used to come to church and they're no longer here. Okay. And their lives are in a mess. They won't humble themselves and come back to God. Why? Pride. Pride. Let me admit you something that I, being a missionary, coming from America, and because I love sport, amen? Okay. No amen? Okay. Oh, wow. Come on, you guys, don't die on me, amen? I tell church all the time in the village, don't be so quiet. When they talk, I say, don't talk so much. I don't know which. Sometimes they say, Drew, what do you want? Or Pastor, what do you want? I don't know. Just be quiet. But I remember, let me share with you some of the mistakes I made on the mission field. Remember, the first couple of years, my people, they love volleyball, soccer. And it's not that. Because I'm not good in those sports, I start ragging on them. I may start making fun of them about the sport. Volleyball. Yeah, I love American sport. And for me, like, everything American this, American that. And even though I was joking, one day, one of our team members said, man, you got to be careful about putting other people's sport down. And the Holy Spirit said, yeah. You are a stumbling block to them. I'm like, whoa. I finally look at myself in the mirror, amen. But I like, wow. I was a stumbling block to people because I was ragging on their sport and we're bragging about American sport. I didn't quite understand the passage. Apostle Paul said, be all things to all people. And That's one of the many things I share with you. I don't want to share with you too many of my sin, amen. But that was one of my pride, arrogancy. I used to say a lot about, oh, I love baseball. That's a real sport. Oh, football, American football, real sport. And every time a national played volleyball, and they spiked at me, I couldn't hit it. So how's volleyball now, Pastor? And I was like, wow. And I realized I actually was offending them. You know where they start? Where I start at? My pride. I was talking about the thing I like here in America, and I was putting down their sport. Okay, that's just one of the many things. But I'm too embarrassed. I wrote another illustration down, but I'm too embarrassed at this one. But wow. Well, let me tell you anyway. So even though I'm embarrassed, but you guys, okay, hold it against me, whatever you want. Ask God to forgive you later, amen? But one other thing, you know, first couple of years, I couldn't handle the traffic, the driving. Wow, you know, people, you know, I came here first couple of days, I'm driving, borrow my wife's cousin car, and I'm at a light, the light turning green, I didn't go right away, I'm so used in Cambodia, because it turned green, there are 20 more cars coming after that. Even though red light, they're still coming. And I'm not talking about one direction, all directions. Okay, you got bicycle, people walking, tuk-tuk, okay, cars coming every direction. And people turn right or left, they don't look left. They turn left, they don't look right. I remember there are times I get so mad at people cut in front of me. I got so mad, I actually asked them, man, you want to fight? That was, from my, I'm sorry, man. Just think about, touch guy, your missionary to Cambodia, want to pick fight with people. You know where they start at? Pride. I won't adjust to the way people are. I want it my way. And that's what pride is, friends. You want it your way. You know, you want to work with people, it doesn't matter where. Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, America. As long as it's not sin, you got to be all things to all people. You got to learn to love people where they're at. You know, I can't change the way they are, but God can. God can. You know? But my time is short, let me go on. I have so many things. But Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And young people, I encourage you, watch out for pride. For myself, I know personally, because for many years, I've, you know, pretty very prideful. It's something you and I got to fight every single day. Every single day. Okay? And sometimes we don't, when we make decisions, we don't seek counsel. You know where that's come from? Pride. Because we don't want to be under authority. Okay? The Bible said there's safety among many counselors. I'm not quoting it all correctly, but there's safety in many counselors. There are times I made decisions, I didn't seek godly counsel. Because of my arrogance, amen? Maybe some word I can't say, I just spell it out for you guys, amen? But I'll do that in a minute. But like I said, you know, missionary leave the field, sometimes it's pride. Where the wise won't adjust to the culture there, because we think about ourselves. And friends, I be honest with you, you and I need to be careful. If you and I want to do great things for God, ask God to help you with pride. Check your pride at the door. You know, tonight, I have so many illustrations. But, you know, I love baseball by far to my favorite sport because of tradition there. So many things can happen on a baseball field. So much history. Baseball is one of the most humbling sport there is. You can be batting 300 for 2 months, and the next month you can be 0 for 60. You fail so many times. Baseball is one of the few sports that you can be a great player, but you fail more than you succeed. Because the batting average is a 3 for 10. If you're 3 for 10, you're a great player. But you actually fail more than you succeed. A very humbling sport. But I want to encourage and challenge you, watch out for pride. Especially us here from America. From America. I'm serious about that. From America. There are times, you know, Khmer people have no problem telling, they could tell immediately I'm from America. There's not too many Cambodians my size, amen? Okay, big head, fat, amen? Not too fat. But, what? It's my time in the sun, brother. Even though it's nighttime, so whoever may comment, amen. But, you know, I want to encourage you, especially us here, we coming from America. If we are not careful, we go to other country, we look down their culture, the way they do things, their sport. If you and I are not careful, and I've done that a few times. Okay, but what I was trying to say, I mean, it's time from my prideful spirit. People ask me where you're from. I speak proudly, stick my chest out. Yeah, I'm from America. You know, like that. I'm serious. But God reminded me, be careful. Doesn't mean, because you're from America, doesn't mean you're better than these people here. And Lord, thank you for reminding me. Thank you for reminding me. You know, I almost changed my message, start telling you about the family there. Different people I work with, the John people, Khmer people. And some of those people, like it's not his, the last family. I go to his village 4.5 years now. I have a wife. I think, I don't remember how many kids he have now, 5. One apartment, one house, one room, that's it. The kitchen, bedroom, everything is right there. It is right there. It's right there. I think him, his family, for 10 years, he was oppressed by the devil. And a lot of history with him. And God saved him. And I think about these people. And I can be, if I'm prideful and arrogant, I can be a stumbling block to them. And I thank God that God allowed me to work with them. But let me go on. Number one, the problem with pride. Pride is basically the attitude that say, I am the center of my universe. Okay? I know rule number one, it's hard to recognize pride in yourself. It's easy to see pride in other, but hard to recognize it in yourself. You know, it's very hard. For a while, one of our good men, Vinat, great guy, I love this guy. He's married to Samantha. I just tease him, Vinat, man, you got a lot of moles on your face. And you're like, oh, mole face. And one day, I look in the mirror myself. I start pointing all the moles on my face. Hey, whoa, why am I making fun of him? I got a lot of moles on my face, amen? But wow, ever since I stopped, amen? But pride the same way. It's easy to see pride in other people, but it's hard to see in yourself. I love it when people in the interview athlete, yeah, I am a very humble man. I work very hard. I am a greater player than there is. Yeah, I'm a humble person. Amen. But athlete, but let me go on. There's some way it indicate that we are prideful. Our prayer life or spotty suggests that I am not actively relying on God nor aware of my need for him. Anger. Getting angry, not trusting God's sovereign plan and timing, and I'm trying to take control from him. Getting angry at people for cutting you off, or getting stuck in traffic. But you know, I remind you, God knew about that traffic thousands of years ago. Okay, sometimes we don't trust God's plan, and we get mad. We lose our temper. Okay, a critical spirit. The act of bringing others down in order to lift up myself. A defensive reaction to criticism. This is one I'm very guilty of. Just a few weeks ago, a young lady told me, oh, pastor, this person said this and this about you. Man, immediately I got defensive. I start getting angry. I start saying, wow, does that person know I travel to that village three days a week? Does that person know I travel an hour and a half one way? I start getting really defensive. But God reminded me, I remember E told me one time, sometimes your critic will tell you the truth more plainly than your friends. And you gotta think about what your critics say. Is it true or not? Because sometimes your friend won't tell you the whole truth because they don't want to hurt your feeling. But your critic, they will tell you everything wrong about you. And it's, instead of getting defensive, think about what they say. Is it true? And God helped me with that. But I did not have a good spirit when I heard it at first. But let me go on. Impatient, unwillingness. Leah, let me share with you the pride test. And you consider, think about this thing. I got it from a different book. But pride test. And I read something and you answer it to yourself. Okay? I enjoy being the center of attention. Yes or no? I think I deserve the best. Sometimes missionary, they leave the field, couldn't handle it because they think they deserve better. You and I don't deserve anything. We don't deserve a thing. I remind you, I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve a good family. I don't deserve good leaders. I don't deserve God's grace. The only thing I deserve is hell. That's all I deserve. Okay, I remind you of that. I think I deserve the best. Okay, yes or no? Much of my conversation is filled with I this, I that. There are times I do that. Okay, there are times when I'm preaching, all I talk about is my kids. And the Holy Spirit remind me, be careful. There are times when, a preacher, every story that he tells, he is the main hero in every story. That's pride. There are times I did that. Okay, let me go on. Number four, I find it difficult to admit that I'm wrong. Okay, wow. Go on. I seldom pass a mirror without looking at myself. Okay, let's go on. Amen. All right. How many different ways do we look at ourselves? Amen. All right. Let's go on. Just look at your face. That's good enough. But number six, I'm stubborn. I don't like to be corrected or changed. Wow. How many times when my leader correct me and rebuke me and I did not accept it, I get angry. When you get angry, you and I get angry when our leader correct us, that's because of pride. You don't want to change. Don't want to change. My feelings are easily hurt. Okay. I am impatient with other people's mistakes. Impatient. When you make your own mistake, we are quick to forgive ourselves. But somebody made the same mistake, whoa, man, we get angry. Oh, how can you do that? Why do you talk like that? You know, we have one guy that I work with, a disciple. We all can tell he's very prideful. He's very arrogant. And then sometimes I make a mistake of, you know, I get angry at him. But sometimes the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, just remember, you've been saved 27 years, and he's been saved 3 years. You were no different when you were, after a couple of years, you were saved. And I said, thank you, Lord. God reminding me. Okay. Let me find my other page. I don't get enough appreciation for all that I do. Okay, yes or no? I'm offended when I render a service and don't receive a thank you. Okay, now I know people ought to say thank you. This is one of the things that sometimes I get angry at people. I do something to people, give people a gift, they don't say thank you. I get really offended. But remember who you're doing it for. First of all, you should help, you and I should help somebody. Number one, all because of Jesus. Okay? Now, that person ought to say thank you, but don't worry too much about it, okay? If that person don't say thank you. In the culture we work in, not many people know how to say thank you, I'll be honest with you. Not many people. But you worry so much about people thanking you, okay? I don't have much time, but I am offended when a servant don't receive a thank you. I seldom ask for help because I can do the job better than myself. And I remind you, parents, we need to train up our kids. And sometimes we get impatient with our kids and we do everything ourselves. And we don't train our kids properly to do the work. And it's our job. It's not a church job. It's our job. The church is there to help us. Okay, God, there's one other point that God really speaks to me about. Okay, I feel pretty, okay, never mind that one, but let me, I'll tell just a little bit of the point. Secondly, the honor of humility. B, pride, what God hates so much, the problem of pride, it leads to destruction. I can tell Lucifer, Adam, Eve, okay, many, many people throughout history, their lives are destroyed because of pride. Secondly, the honor of humility. True humility is seeing myself as God sees me. True humility is reveal how I treat others. And true humility is refined through adversity. I can go on for a long time because it's something that God has been speaking in my heart, continually working my heart, and I'm thankful. But I want to remind you, God exalt humble people. And you and I live in America, being American, be careful of pride. If you and I are not careful, we think we're better than everybody else in this whole world. Or I'll tell you this, don't get mad at me. I'm like, very much like Brother E or Brother Board. We ought to thank God for our church, but don't have a spirit saying our church is better than other churches. When I travel on deputation, I thank God for so many churches. Small church, big church, small churches you never heard of, the pastor doing a great job. We can say we thank God for our church, but we shouldn't say that there's no church like us. We gotta be careful where we talk like that. But it's okay to thank God for your church. It's okay to love your church. But I remind you, be careful of pride. And I'll tell you one, people I become coming, become, I have no idea how I'm saying to say this, but I'm getting really close to, I've always been close to Brother Boy, but Brother E, but another couple that I really enjoy getting to know, Brother Tom Sutrick and his wife. You would never be more humble people. You know, they live in the village among the Hmong people. No running water. Okay. No TV, no nothing. They live among the people. They live off their retirement. They support their retirement. Brother Tom, man, I spent a couple of time with him already in Thailand. I love that couple. Okay, iron sharpened iron. And when I spent time with people like him, wow. And, but thank you so much for your support, for your prayer. And I love our home church. Of course, Brother Mike, his family has a special place in my heart. And you, most of you don't know, for a while, because of my prideful, arrogant spirit, God put me in my place and I needed them, amen. So I stayed with them for a while. And I owe them for life, amen. But it doesn't mean I'm going to pay you back, Brother Mike. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying to get off my chest. But, okay, let us pray, and we're done. But I want to remind you, think about what I said, and allow God's word to work in your heart. And I thank God for a wonderful church, but, you know, be careful of pride. Don't let pride stop you from serving God, from doing God's will. Don't let pride stop you from seeking counsel. Don't do it. Okay. While you, with your head bowed.